Tools of the Trade.
Yeah, Herbie. No, I'm sorry. I don't have time for lessons. I don't have time to give lessons right now. We'll talk later. Hi. I'm Dr. Robert Glasper. And I guess you could say I've been inventing the Moog One for many years now, in my mind. Moog has been channeling the energy of Bob Moog, Sun Ra, George Duke, and of course, Keith Emerson and Bernie Worrell to bring this instrument to life. Normally the Moog is for the other hand, but the Moog One is for both hands.
I suppose you could say I've been dreaming about this Moog for many moons. I've been waiting. Thank you.
machine works by harnessing the power of analog circuitry and human imagination. A holistic collection of multiple electronic dreams unified in one. Listen.
Through listening, we can transform our universe, our personal universe. When you close your eyes and you listen, the sound is transformed into some whole that is just all enveloping you. It's an immersive, soft space. Doesn't matter if the sound is chaos or noise or whatever it is, it suddenly becomes music. It's always there, but when you choose to hear it, it's wonderful. Every time you listen, it's different. Every time it's an experience, you're in that moment, it's new every time. That's the joy of listening and the joy of art. Eyes closed, you start to hear way far away, way close. You know, the dimensions that appear to you are just amazing. You're suddenly in a space that is not your visual space, and it's like a meditation. Thank you.
first played electronic music, nobody did understand it. So I honestly didn't feel that I was connecting. My approach to that chasm was educating. The sound is coming from this machine. Now I come back 40 years later, and it's an absolute joy for me because the first time around, there was no listening. Are you listening?
Play life, not just notes, just play life. Straight from here, life.
As a piano player, I was introduced to the Moog synthesizer way back in the 60s, and it was a revelation in those days, the number of things you could do on it. But for all of that, there was one limitation. It was only one note at a time.
都会環境で住んでる人間は最近はもうよりその電子的なあるいはそのデジタルの音を聞く環境に囲まれているので、だんだんやっぱり人間の体としてはこう人間の体ってこう自然ですからね、こう人工的なものじゃないので、どうしても耳も脳もその自然のものより聞きたいと、それは反動としてリアクションとしてそうなってるんでしょうね。 ジタルで発生する音よりも発生する音よりもアナログの方がより自然に近いと思います。富田勲さんっていうね、もう亡くなったんだけどシンセサイザーの第一人者いらっしゃったんだけど、で僕も知り合いだったんですけども、富田さんはもうはっきり電気の音っていうのはもう雷と同じように自然の音なんだ言ってました。で僕もそう感じます。
One of us has a take on the instrument that is individualistic and different. And that's a reflection of the depth of the instrument. It's not a one thing. Well, it is called a one, but
That was Tools of the Trade.